Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion, Miuchad Golan Ben Gavriela, David Ben Ziva, Elisha Yehuda Ben Ruti, and Matan Ben Dvora, and Rabbi Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Sima, and Chaya Chavit Feig Bas Vichadis Basia, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadas, Abiyam Simcha Ben Adina Minya, Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida, Shadol Habrius Shleima, Necha Gidab Shuchayim Tzvi, Vuchol Levelem Chatzir Hatzir, Our Sister Bas Vishnu, Rus Chaim Tzigar Tzat Achat Rav Meir Zeb, and Bim Yuchad Avi Mori Vimi Morasi Sheyichyu, Mori Vrabbisai, Anoseu, הגמרא במסכת סוכה בדף מ"ב, where it says that when a cotton יודע לדבר, what does he do? אביו לומדו תורה וקריאה שמע. When a child knows how to speak, his father has to teach him Torah and teach him קריאה שמע. What's Torah? אמר רב נונה, תורה ציווה לנו משה, מראשו קהילת יעקב. Teach him that pasuk. That's the first pasuk you teach your child when he begins starts to speak. Kriya Shema, my pasuk Risha. Das gebrennt la haloche Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Aleph Halacha Vov Uvetur Shulchan Aruch Yeridei Simen Reish Mem Hei Sif Hei. Az ze hanoseh shelanu, hagmara zot. Ve'anachnu nikanes lanoseh של דיבור בלשון הקודש. מי שמקשיב לשיעורים שלנו יודע שיש לי חושה גדולה מאוד לעבור לדיבור בעברית. ואולי קצת נבין למה על פי דברי התורה שאנחנו עומדים לומר. וזה על פי תורת מורנו ורבינו מאור עינינו לשמור לזכות אהבת נפש רב דוד זצ"ל. בספרי פרשס עקב דבורן פרק י"א פסוק י"ט כתוב על מה שכתוב שם לימדתם אותם את בניכם לדבר בם בניכם ולא בנותיכם. מכאן אמרו כשהתינוק מתחיל לדבר אביו מדבר בו בלשון הקודש מלמדו תורה. So you have to teach your sons, you're not have to teach your daughters. And from here we see that when a cotton, when a child, when a tinok, when a young child starts talking, his father should speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh, ומלמדו תורה, and he should teach him Torah. והנה אמו מדבר איתו אמו בלשון הקודש, ואינו מלמדו תורה, ראוי לו כאילו קוברו. Why, why, why? Father should speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh, teach him Torah, and if he doesn't speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh, and he doesn't teach him Torah, it is fitting as if chas v'shalom, he buried him. שנאמר, ולימדתם אותם את בניכם לדבר בם, למען ירבו ימיכם וימי בניכם, ואם לאו יקצירו ימיכם, שכך דברי תורה נדרשים בכלל, הן אתה למד, חלב אתה למד הן. So it says you should teach him Torah, in order that you should have a long life, and if not, a short life, because that's how you learn, right? You learn the psukim. It says if you teach him Torah, you have ribu yamim, and if not, you katsri yamim. Veviyo Rashi sham, mishal sheben yodeh ledaber lamdeo Torah, zivad lanu Moshe, sheyeh ze tchilat limud diburo, mikan amru, kshatinok matchil ledaber, aviv meisich imo b'lashon hakodesh, umelamdo Torah, v'im lav, chulei v'chulei. וכן הוא בתוספתא ובחגיגה, פרק א' הלכה ב', קטן היודע לדבר אביו מלמדו שמה ותורה בלשון הקודש, ואם לאו ראוי לו שלא בא לעולם. וואי וואי וואי. Very חומר, הרבה עניונים. That when he knows how to speak, the father should teach him שמה, תורה, and לשון הקודש. And if not, it's a way that he not have come to the world. So from here comes the Torah Tumim and Parashas Ekev. And the Sefer Maftech, Botzel Shapsi Frankel, he brings that Tzafnas Panech was already all made on this, and in the Sefer Shari Tzion and Chela Gimel, Simon Chof Zayin and Af Aleph and others, that we see in the Sifri, we see in the Tosefta, a Chiyuv, to teach a child Torah, and to speak Lashon HaKodesh with him. How is that not brought in Poskim? It's Mefurash in Chazal. There's a great Sarichos about this in the Vayal Moshe of the Tzatmar Rebbe. We also have to understand what the Gra writes in Yerideya. Kemakor al divrei Shulchan Aruch. It's a bright sakan v'sifri v'evisha magra l'shon ha-sifri l'kabay achiv l'andor l'shon ha-kodesh v'torah. The Gra brings the makor of the Shulchan Aruch. Who says that when you start your child starts to speak, you should teach him Torah Tzivadanu Moshe and the first pasuk of Shema. So he brings, what's the source? The source is the Lashon HaSifri. Problem is the Sifri says that you teach him Lashon HaKodesh also. How can that be the makor of the Shulchan Aruch when the Sifri says that you have to teach him Lashon HaKodesh? The Free says, when the child starts speaking, teach him Lashon HaKodesh, teach him Torah. It's very nice. But the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about teaching him Lashon HaKodesh. So how can the Sifri be the makor of the Shulchan Aruch when the Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow the Sifri? Advarim Maflim. We also have to understand. And Rabbi Yolish was already omit on this in the Vayol Moshe Siman Aleph. In the Brice here it says the chiyuv only about Torah and Kriya Shema. That's in the Brice over here in the Gemara in Sukkah. Lef Mem Beis. It only tells us Torah and Kriya Shema, and it omits Lashon HaKodesh. In the Sifri, we only have Torah and Lashon HaKodesh, and it doesn't say anything about Shema. In the Tosefta, it says all three. So How do you understand that? The Tosefta says Shema Torah and Lashon HaKodesh. In the Sifri, Torah and Lashon HaKodesh. In the Gemara in Sukkah, Torah and Shema. So how are we going to harmonize those sources? What's going on over here? Also, Rashi ala Torah. Pasach mehai kara, misha sheben yomid. Misha sheben yodeh ledaber lamdeh otorah tziva lanu Moshe. He starts with Torah tziva lanu Moshe. He doesn't say anything about Lashon HaKodesh. Then Rashi says, from here, when the child starts to speak, the father speaks to him Lashon HaKodesh. Mikan amru gam Lashon HaKodesh. And he was makdim Torah. First Rashi says that when the child starts to speak, teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and then he says, Mikan Lashon HaKodesh. So, why doesn't Rashi get also from the Pasuk Lashon HaKodesh? In other words, Rashi separates the two. Rashi says, Mishal Sheben Yodeh Ledaber, Lamdeo Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And then Mikan Amru, when he starts to speak, the father speaks to him Lashon HaKodesh and teaches him Torah. So this is not as it's formulated in Chazal. Chazal, it starts with Mikan Amru. From this pasuk, you see that Lashon HaKodesh and Torah. And Rashi has the opposite order. Rashi starts with Torah, and he puts the Lashon HaKodesh in a Mikan Amru, and not to before Torah. And Torah, it's even before the Mikan Amru. Hello, Davruhu. So why is Rashi seemingly veer from Chazal over here? And what does Rashi want with the way he formulated this commentary? Also, As again, Vayom Moshe Zomet. Why does it not say in the Mishnah Kiddushin, Mitzvah Ben Ha'av Ala Ben, Ben Ala'av, why doesn't it say the father has to teach his son Lashon HaKodesh? And even if you tell me that it's Lashitaso, because the Gemara in Sukkah doesn't mention it, so it's the Babli Lashitaso. But the Tosefta does hold like that. We saw Tosefta in Chagiga. But in the Tosefta in Kiddushin, when it talks about the Chiyuv Ha'av Ala Ben, it doesn't say anything about Lashon HaKodesh. Halo Davrahu. Rabbi Sai, Anachnu Pashut, Histabachnu Me'od. So it's always better not to think too much, because then lo mistabchim. Chas v'shalom. It's better to think, listabech, ve'az, lerot or. Zo amatara, rabotai, lerot or. Ve'in or ele Torah. ובגוף העניין, לכל רעמוק לדוע של זה ספרי, זה כמו שכתוב בתורה תמימה. שמה שכתוב, דיברת בם, ולא כתיב, והגית בם. משמע מזה שגם הדיבור עצמו מצווה. It says, ודיברת בם. So even speaking it. It doesn't say, והגיסה. Think about it. It says, ודיברת. Your דיבור should be... Should be Lashon HaKodesh. ובטעם הדבר, כתב בתורה תמימה, שהוא כדי שיבין מה שהוא מדבר. So in order to understand your Kriya Shema and your Torah. So first of all, we have to understand whether the Torah Tumim is really correct, because it's mashma that it's a din b'fnei atzma. It's not just a hechi timsi in order to understand. We also have to understand, and this Sifri Debei Rav is already amen on this Sifri, how do we darshan from one ribui, Sai Lechiv on Limud Lashon HaKodesh, and the Sai Lechiv on Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? V'ayen Sham Gam Be'Vayol Moshe B'Perek Aleph, he brings to the Mizrahi, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, not the Mizrahi party, from the Mizrahi and the Gurarye, in the Pasuk, on the Pasuk, that we see from them, Shemi Lashon L'Dabir Bom, they darshan the shiur ad misha shakotan yodei ledaber chol achiyuv lelamda. From when do you have to teach him? From when he can speak. So that says from when he can speak, you have to teach him Torah. So we have no ribu, we have nothing left now for the dibur itself, that the dibur should be in Lashon HaKodesh. All we have is a lima that when he starts to speak, you have to teach him Torah. Also, we have a Gemara in Brachas 13b. The Ledaber Dam is Divrei Torah. It says there, Hachi Kamarachman Agmir Ben Aichu Torah K'deichad Ligrusuvu. Teach your son Torah, so they should learn it, should chazer it. Rashi says Ledaber Tamosam Ben Aichem. Ledaber Bam. So what's the Ledaber Bam? Is talking about Divrei Torah. You have to be margal your children, accustom them to learning. Not talking about Lashon HaKodesh b'chla. So you see from the Gemara in Brachos, there's no union of Lashon HaKodesh. Again, we have from other sources that there is. We have the Tosefta, we have the Sifri. Also, we have to understand the Sifri. It starts out with a miut. B'neichem v'lo b'neiseichem. Your sons, not your daughters. And mikan amru. From here you see that when your kid starts talking, you have to speak Lashon HaKodesh and teach him Torah. It seems there's a connection between the miyut of Banos and the Lashon HaKodesh and Torah. אנחנו צריכים להבין מה הקשר. מוריי ורבותיי, המטרה שלנו בשיעור הזה היא להעמיד את הקושיות. זכינו ברוך השם להעמיד סדרה של קושיות, וברצות השם דרכנו, ואם השם יאר פניו אלינו, אנחנו בעזר השם יזבורך, בשיעור הבא, נתחיל להיכנס לעומק העניין, ונתחיל להציע את המהלך. זאת אומרת השם, if you stay tuned, we're going to see the flows. So, מיות השם. Thank you for listening. בעזרת השם, בלי נהדר נמשיך. שלום, שלום.